AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran fired on three ships in the Strait of Hormuz and seized two of them, but the White House says it's not a violation of President Trump's ceasefire.
These were not U.S. ships. These were not Israeli ships. These were two international vessels.
As for a deadline for Iran to submit a peace proposal, Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says
the president has not set a firm deadline to receive an Iranian proposal, unlike some of the reporting I've seen today. Ultimately, the timeline will be dictated by the commander-in-chief and the president of the United States.
Oil prices climbed again, Brent crude up 3.5%, settling just below $102 per barrel. And Lisa Dwyer reports that's likely to affect other prices.
So far, the war's most tangible and immediate effect for many people has been spiking gasoline prices. But crude oil isn't just refined as a fuel. It gets turned into chemicals, waxes and oils, and other mixtures that appear in a vast array of everyday items, including most made with plastic and rubber. It's even used to help make plush toys. Petrochemicals derived from oil and natural gas go into making more than 6,000 consumer products. With disruptions to global oil supplies now in their eighth week, higher production costs could make things more expensive for shoppers across the board. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A chemical leak at a West Virginia plant killed two people and sent 19 to hospitals. Chris Settles with Kanawha County Emergency Management.
They're in the process of, to our understanding, shutting down the site, and that they were in the process of cleaning and decontaminating the building. And during that process today, there was a chemical reaction occurred, and I believe that it ended up off-gassing the chemical reaction, creating hydrogen sulfide.
And drought and high winds are feeding wildfires in Georgia and Florida. Nearly 50 homes have been destroyed. This is AP News. Turning recycled glass bottles into sand.
The company Glass Half Full receives thousands of pounds of glass each week and processes it into sand for the project, says company CEO Franziska Troutman.
We're really trying to fight two issues, which is glass going to landfill when it doesn't need to, right? 70% of all glass in the U.S. ends up in landfills. When glass is endlessly recyclable, it can be turned into materials that can be used locally. And then the second problem is obviously coastal erosion, which is a huge, scary issue.
James Karst with Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana says about 2,000 square miles of wetlands have disappeared in less than a century.
Unfortunately, it is vanishing before our eyes.
Glass Half Full began 6 years ago and has grown from collecting bottles in Louisiana to Mississippi and Alabama. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.